Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, and we close out each week with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. Cheryl, yay!
Yay!
It's Friday.
It's
You're
Friday.
Here. Everything's good?
It's great.
Absolutely. Did I share with you? I bought two of the most beautiful Russian teacups.
No.
Antiques.
I did not know this.
Yeah, just, and I saved them for today.
Did you?
Yes. Delightful.
Delightful.
Just delightful, yes.
Ah, right. Very nice.
So we do lifestyle here on the final broadcast of the week. And that's what Cheryl's here for, because she's got stuff going on. What's going on?
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, all weekend long, there's shows tonight and tomorrow. Only $10 to get in to see Nick Griffin. If you want to laugh, something different to do. If you haven't been to the Funny Bone in a while, go check that
go
out.
Go check the Funny Bone. Nick Griffin. Nice.
Always forget about the Funny Bone over there.
I've been a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, something to do,
I don't
right?
like to laugh.
You don't like to laugh?
No. I'm always grumpy.
Well, that's unfortunate. All right. Here's something totally different. The Des Moines RV and Outdoor Show. I've always wanted an RV, but they don't let you, like, park it where I live in the, like, you know, in my
in
driveway.
The street, yeah.
Yeah, they don't let you park it, so that's why I can't have an RV. Or I would be in my RV driving around.
You could have it all done up with all kinds of Eat, Play, Love Des Moines decals. Write it off as a business expense.
Absolutely.
You could, yeah.
I should really look into that some more.
RV show this weekend.
RV show, yeah. That's, I think it's a Hy-Vee, Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines. They'll have RVs and outdoor camping supplies and stuff. You know, if you want to go camping in January, you do that. That sounds great. All weekend long, Hy-Vee Hall, go check it out. Get ready for summer.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there.
Yeah, you should check
I'm
that out.
I'm going to be down there because the Bike Expo is going on.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to talk about
I'm
that
sorry.
Too. No, that's okay. The Bike Expo. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Step
ooh, here's a fun one if you haven't been. Indulge, a wine, cheese, and chocolate affair from 6 to 9 p.m. $35 will get you all the cheese, wine, and chocolate you can consume. And I can consume a lot, Michael.
You're in that, huh?
I will be there tonight at Indulge, the wine, cheese, and chocolate. That's
nice.
It. That's at the West End Cultural, the West End Architectural Salvage.
Okay,
downtown. Right downtown. So, you know, if you're going to the RV show and then you want a drink after, we've got it covered.
Nice.
Yes. All right. Mamma Mia is playing at Des Moines Performing Arts this weekend.
Right.
We talked about that. ABBA, if you want to go sing
Mamma
along.
Mia, Mamma Mia, let me go.
Yeah, no, wrong song.
Wrong song, yeah.
No, but Mamma Mia, great show. Go see that at Des Moines Performing Arts. Here's an interesting one. This is for Saturday night. Is it Riemann or Ryman Gardens?
Ryman
Gardens. That's right. This one, they're having a dinner. It is it's not just a dinner. Yes, it's called Burns Night Dinner, and it sounds like it's a Scottish event. It's a birthday celebration of famed Scottish poet Robbie Burns.
Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing the celebration at Ryman Gardens. They're going to include whiskey tasting, bagpipes, and a traditional Scottish menu. At the gardens.
At the Ryman Gardens.
Who would have thought of this?
Nobody.
Go eat Scottish food and drink whiskey.
And listen to bagpipes
up in Ames at Ryman Gardens.
When's that start?
That one is 6 p.m. Saturday, January 21st.
Nice.
Give them a call at the gardens to reserve your spot. It's going to be a meal, Scottish style, in the garden. Who doesn't want to do that? That sounds fun.
Nice.
Another one for Saturday, Cabin Fever, Farms Uncorked at Living History Farms. this is an annual event they have. They have all sorts of vendors from around town, wineries and cheeses and things like that.
Just in case you're into that cabin fever thing.
Right. In case you've got cabin fever, you need to go out and have some wine samples, some cheese samples, complimentary snacks, and all your favorite wines from around town at Living History Farms Saturday, 3 p.m. You can start drinking at 3 p.m. on Saturday at Living History Farms.
And it's perfectly legal.
It is perfectly legal. Legal, yes, legal. That's right, I've already been to Farms Uncorked. The Central Iowa Kennel Club All Breed Dog Show at the fairgrounds is this weekend, Michael.
Woof woof.
That's right. This is at the fairgrounds. This is January 21st and 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., two full days of dogs.
Tell my bride.
Don't bring dogs that aren't entered in the show, but you can go to the show and watch the show and see all of the lovely dogs. And here's what you're talking about, Michael. The grand event, the Iowa Bike Expo.
It is something.
It is a big event at the Iowa Event Center. So all of these, we're downtown this weekend.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Hanging out downtown, except for the Funny Bone.
Yeah, this is put on by our friends at the Iowa Bike Coalition.
Mm-hmm, that's right. This is a free event, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., January 21st, that's Saturday. One of the biggest bike shows in the Midwest. There's going to be over 4,000 people shopping for gear, bikes, and all sorts, everything bike.
Yeah. And do you know what happens after the bike expo?
The Rag Bri announcement party.
You know everything.
I know everything, don't I?
Yes. We had Mark Wyatt,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden I'm forgetting his name, from the Rag Bri route,
sure,
people. They were on the broadcast this past week. And we tried like crazy to get them to tell the route prior to.
That would have been
big
spill.
We were going to do waterboarding and everything. But
wow.
It just didn't work out.
Well, that's too bad. But if you want to find out the route for Rag Bri this year, all the towns you're going to be bike riding through, the place to be is the route announcement party at the Iowa Event Center after the Bike Expo. That's Saturday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. The Nadas will be singing,
yep,
and you'll find out, you know, there's going to be lots of stuff. Yeah, big party.
And, you know, if you can't join the route party in person,
mm-hmm,
they will be live streaming that as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun.
Very fun. Well, we'll talk about that next week if there's any fun places. Is it going to go through Des Moines this year?
I don't know. They did say during the broadcast this past week, Rag Bri did say that it was going to be a very unique route.
Mm.
And so I asked if that meant that they were going to go from Mississippi River to the Missouri River, mm-hmm, you know, change it up, go from east to west. And they said, no, we'll never do that. It's always going to be west to east. And then I tried to get them to tell me if it was going to be diagonal, and they've already done that. And then, mm-hmm, I tried to get them to tell me if they saw any familiar water towers out there, you know, or
sure,
if anybody spoke Dutch to them while,
right,
they were out.
You know, right, no hints, nothing. They weren't dropping anything, huh?
Zip.
Well, I can't wait to find out. That'll be interesting. And if it goes through Des Moines, mark my words, I may try to ride a little bit of it.
Good.
If it goes
love
through
to
Des Moines.
Have you.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Anywho, back to some food events.
Of course.
The Urbandale Centennial Firehouse Chili Cook-Off. This sounds really fun. Walker Johnston Park. This is Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Celebrate the fire department's long and important history with a chili cook-off. Mm-hmm.
Walker Johnston Park. That's at the corner of about 86th and Douglas, I think.
That's right, where that big new Hy-Vee is. Yeah. Newish Hy-Vee is.
Newish.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds fun. Admission's $5, $3 for kids, and go and eat some chili and support the firehouse in Urbandale. Fun stuff. Sunday, Botanical Blues. Go head over if you want another garden event. Head over to the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden for some music.
I think my bride has instructed me that she's going to that.
Well, I bet she will, because that's a fun event. Let's see, the 22nd, who's going to be singing? It looks like Cindy Grill and Alan Smith. All right, 2 to 4 every Sunday, January through March at the Botanical Garden. Let's see, Monday, here's a fun one. You won't be going to this one, but it's the Iowa Taste of Elegance at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. It's a professional chef competition featuring Iowa pork. Dishes will be centered around pork. And this is actually the first year that it's open to the public. Usually it's just a private event, but I'm going to go taste some pork on Monday.
And those folks that would know a little bit of Yiddish would say this is a treif fest.
Fun stuff.
All right.
Let's see. We got game night at the Des Moines Social Club next week. Another event out there at the Social Club. One of our fun places to do fun things all week long. The basement of the Des Moines Social Club is every Wednesday. They're going to be having their game night at the Des Moines Social Club. It's a free event from 6 to 9. They're going to have board games. Go play some trivia. Go do some stuff if you need to get out on a Wednesday night. And then one more thing we have for you.
One more thing.
This sounds really interesting. Join the Taxpayers Association of Central Iowa at the Cub Club on Thursday, January 26th, for class, Ideas in Action, the Art of Budgeting at the Cub Club. Huh. This is a free event that the Taxpayers Association of Central Iowa is putting on Thursday.
That's something they don't teach much anymore.
That's right, but it's an important skill.
Yeah. We had a story yesterday that, speaking of taxes...
Mm-hmm.
Property tax. Mm. They're going up here in the Des Moines Metro.
Sure.
And guess when property owners get their notices? This is fun. April Fool's Day.
Funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. April 1st. Yay.
Yay. Nice.
Something
stuff
to look forward to. Yes. All right. So go learn how to budget with the Cubs Club.
That's right. And it's free. And you get two free drink tickets and light refreshments. It's a no-brainer. Go do it.
Go do it. All right. Cheryl Tess here from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the Metro tonight, all through the week. And good stuff. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're so welcome.
Always. All right, we got to leave because it is nigh on to the weekend. And Tyler Hackenmiller says, get out of town, dude. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we were talking about our restaurant of the week last half hour, and that was the Strudel House. And that was a fun opportunity with Jake. And a reminder that the Strudel House is closed all next week because everybody that's cooking and enjoying all that is going to be in Austria. So they do a paid vacation for all their staff. For a whole week. Yeah, it's kind of nice. All right, we got to go. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. For all the crew that puts this together, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, in the golden tones of Jimmy Olsen. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for us by James Goodlett. Thank you so much, James. All right. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Again, we'll be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.